Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones, and I'm so glad that you're going to spend the next 30 minutes with me. I truly appreciate that. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me, and I do appreciate that. For those of you who are constantly supporting 15-Minute Conundrum and Hannah Footprint, as always, I'd like to say thank you so much. I truly do appreciate your support. For those of you, this is your first time tuning into the Conundrum. Welcome, and hope you enjoy, and hope you can come back again. So the 15-Minute Conundrum is, you know, 30 minutes of us talking about things that might have come across my mind, whether it's been either something I've seen on TV, discussions that I've had with people, or, you know, music that I've been listening to. And tonight is no different. So it's basically a conundrum is a difficult problem or question, and hopefully, you know, in the 30 minutes we'll have a chance to have open dialogue, and we also continue the dialogue usually afterwards for about another 15, 20 minutes on Facebook or Twitter, and but if you want to call in and join the conversation, the phone number is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. And if you want to make a comment, you can press the number 1 and definitely get on in and put your comment in. So like I said, the conundrum is basically a question or a difficult problem. So last week we had an awesome time. We had a great conversation, and it kind of ended up, I told you guys last week, for those of you who listened, that one subject was leading into the other. So this week's conundrum, and it was funny because it was a little mixture of when I created last week's show, and don't worry if you missed last week's show, all the shows, this one, Hannah Footprint, is archived right here on blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is look for me, Ricky Jones, or type in 15-Minute Conundrum, and you'll see all the different episodes that we have. So tonight's conundrum, you know, going into this whole reflective, I've had a great weekend. It's been a heck of a week. It's really been great. Decided to take on some new ventures and journeys. And just kind of, you know, discovering, rediscovering me, you know, this whole path to enlightenment type of thing. So I thought to myself, I said, some of the stuff that I know now, what in the world would I tell myself when I was younger? And when I first thought of this, when I thought of it, I was, you know, saying, what would I tell myself 10 years ago? What would I tell myself 20 years ago? And it really depends on you, whether you would tell somebody, you know, tell yourself something 10 years ago, what you've learned in the last 10 years or the last 20 years, so on and so forth. So tonight's conundrum is this. What I know now, it's a two-parter, so you ready? What I know now, what would I tell my younger self? From what I know now, what would I tell myself? And the flip side to that is, you know, we find ourselves a little bit older, and you know, they say a little bit wiser, but what would your younger self say to you now? So it's two-parters, guys, two-parters. What would you say to your younger self? And then the flip side, what would your younger self say to you now? So I'm just going to kind of go down a list. And I'm going to kind of go backwards with what my younger self would probably tell me. And we're going to start with age. So I'm in my 40s. And I think my younger self would tell me that I'm old. That's what my younger self would tell me, you know, because when we were in our 20s, we thought 40 was old. Am I right? So I have a couple of folks in the studio tonight, and we're, you know, kind of laughing and talking about it. But when we were in our 20s, oh, my gosh, we were so like, oh, you know, not even our 20s. How about in our teens? Everybody wanted to be grown. I know, you know, we used to have a nightclub that was for teenagers up there off of the boulevard. And right here in Philly, and you have to be, I think you had to be like 15 to get in, 15 and 16 to get in, and I knew somebody who knew how to make your ID, your student ID. So I know one of the things I used to try to do, because I always wanted to go to the club. Now, my mom was like, no, you can't go to the club, can't go to the club. You're not old enough, and I don't even know if I want you to go to the club. Oh, okay. So, you know, you hook up with your girlfriends, and, you know, and we would get the fake ID for a nominal fee, whether it's a pack of Colt 45, you know, whatever. Whatever the bribe was to pay the person off to make the ID for us. So we'd make the ID, go up into the club, and have a ball and just be grown, you know, be grown, thinking you grown and you a big girl, you a big guy, you know, you were one of the big kids. You were at the 16-year-old hangout spot. So the younger self, I think the younger self would tell the older self that in everything that you do, there's always an adventure. In everything that you do, there's always an adventure. Because it was an adventure, you know, to kind of sneak out of the house, especially if you were like liking a guy or liking a girl, and you would sneak out, ride your bike over from your house to their house, you know what I mean, just so this person could sneak out and talk to you outside of the house or in the back of the house or in the garage or in the driveway. So the younger self would tell the older self, there is always an adventure in everything, always an adventure. Now, the older self, as far as age is concerned, the older self would say, listen, don't rush, like the song say, don't rush to get old, right? Don't rush to get old, and don't even lie about your age. Enjoy the age that you are, because one day you look, and the age that you were trying to be, you end up being that doggone age, and you say, well, how the hell did I get here? 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723, that's the number to call in, and tonight's conundrum, like I said, what, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self, and the flip side is, what would your younger self tell you, 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. What would you tell your younger self? Well, like I said, like being now that I am, and, you know, I always wanted to be, because I always hung out with the older kids. That was just, I was an old spirit, so I hung out with the older kids. And that was just my thing. That was just my thing. So I did it. So I would tell my younger self, listen, don't rush to get old, like the song say. Enjoy the time that you have, because when you look, you are that 20. You are 21, you're 25, you're 30. Because I remember even in my 20s, a lot of my girlfriends was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in my 20s. And everybody was rushing to get drunk and see how it felt. So you hit 21. All right, so I drank before I was 21. And by the time I got 21, it wasn't no big whoop to do, you know, because you already did it. And those of us, we hit 25, and everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm almost 30. And I was the one who said, girl, I can't wait till I'm 30. I'm so excited to get 30, and 30 is going to be such a blast. 30 came, and 30 went, and it wasn't a lie. 30 was a blast. My 30s, I think out of all the decades that I have had, I think the 30s thus far have been fun. The 30s have really been fun for me. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know 30 has been hilarious for the KID. So as far as age is concerned, my younger self would also say, listen, you can do all that you can that you're big and bad and bold enough to do. Be daring always. Adventure and be daring. So my younger self would say, be daring, always, because I was a daredevil. I loved, you know, I was kind of a tomboy, so I hung out with the fellas. And like I said, I always hung out with the older kids, so there was always different things that you could be challenged to do. You know, spin the bottle, kiss the girl, whatever the challenge was, bet you can't eat this, bet you can't drink that, bet you can't eat all of that. Whatever that was, that's the thing that I loved doing. I absolutely love doing. So I was always for the dare. So my younger self would tell my older self, be daring. Now, of course, the older self would tell the younger self, yeah, sure, be daring, but everything you don't need to have to, you don't have to step up to every challenge. There's some challenges that you don't have to do, like you don't have to prove yourself. It comes a point in time where you get to be a little older, and, you know, I always, one of the things, when I was younger, like I said, I hung out with the old kids, and even in my 20s, I was up for a dare. Bet you can't get that many phone numbers. Bet you, I dare you to go talk to that guy. I dare you to go talk to this guy. Dare you to go and just do this and that and other thing and a third. And what was funny about it was I would do that. But now it's like, now that I'm older, please. The dare, I can still go for some dares, but everything, I don't have to prove myself. So that would be the thing that I would tell you younger self. You don't always have to prove yourself every time. Sometimes your actions, your body of work, your interactions that you have with people basically give you, you know, what you can do. So every challenge does not have to be taken. So that's my younger self. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. I was sitting here in the studio, and it's a, like I said, there's a bunch of us, and we're sitting up here laughing. If you want to talk to us, if you want to talk to me now, you can dial in. If you want to comment online, because I see some of you guys are already online, as always, thank you so much for supporting. If you want to chime in online, you can chime in on the Hand and Footprints page, or those of you who are friends with me on Facebook with Ricky Jones, you can do that as well. And you can put in your commentary. So one of the other things I think my younger self, because I know we're going backwards and forwards, but I like to go from young to old and then to flip it. The younger self would say, well, I get that. Don't rush my age. I don't have to take every chance and all that. But I think the younger self would also say that you can meet a lot of people. Talk to everybody. Because I was the life of the party. You know, talk to everybody and be friendly with everybody. That's what my younger self would say. Talk to everybody and be friends with everybody. You know, not be friends with everybody, but talk to everybody, get to know people. The older self would say, yes, you can talk to everyone because, listen, you shouldn't get to the point where you can't talk to people, especially if you're in the business of talking to people anyway. You can't just not talk to people. You have to. Human beings have such a wonderful way of interacting with themselves, and just you get so much. So the older self would say, yes, talk to everyone. But the older self would also say, you don't have to tell everyone everything. Sometimes we get in, want to tell your whole life story, want to tell who your mama is, who your daddy is, who your, everybody. The older self would tell the younger self, listen, talk to everyone, be nice to everyone, treat everybody fair, but don't tell everybody your whole life story. Okay? 347-826-9723. If you're on Facebook, you can definitely hit me up. And it's either instant message me via through Ricky, or you can hit me up on the Hand of Footprints page. Seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty because I see a couple of you guys calling in, and I appreciate you guys calling in. And as soon as we clear up a little bit of stuff that's going on, we're going to get you guys in. But you can shoot me a message. Those of you who are waiting to get online, you can shoot me a message. Anyway, so we've done age, and we've done you know, talking to people. As far as work is concerned, the younger me says, go for the career, do the thing, do the damn thing, just do it till you can't do it no more. Go in the morning, go in the evening, go to work. It's all about the money. It's all about team. It's all about getting it in. That's what the younger self, the ambition, that drive. The younger self will say, go get it, do everything. The older self will say, listen, if you're going to work and if you're going to make it, do it so that whatever it is that you work, what you're doing in your work is meaningful and then you enjoy doing it. I mean, we are really having issues with the login tonight. I mean, come on. The older me would say, listen, if you're going to do something in this life and you're going to do this work thing, make it so that you enjoy what you're doing. Make it so that it doesn't even feel like work. It doesn't even feel like, you know, it's effortless. It's just something that you just do naturally, something that just comes to you so natural, so just there. So that would be the younger self. That would be the older self telling the younger self. We're almost there, guys. We're almost there with the technical stuff that we're getting, because a couple of you, I see you on. I see some of you have decided to go ahead with Facebook. One of the things one of our viewers said, one of our listeners said, is what they would tell their younger self is develop good eating habits now. Yeah, right. Because, you know, when you're younger, yep, you think you can eat everything. I mean, you know, being in Philly, you know, we're there. It is cheesesteak capital of the world, and you think you can eat a Fagano's triple mushroom cheese steak with the works on it, with salt, pepper, and ketchup and everything, and french fries, and eat the whole thing in one sitting. Yeah, listen, you're right. You are so right, listener, thank you. Develop those good habits. And not even just develop the good eating habits, also develop this whole concept of, yeah, if you're going to eat that triple cheese steak, make sure that you work out. You know what I mean? Finally, I'm so glad we're on. I'm so glad we got technical stuff going on. Good evening, and welcome to 15 Minute. How you doing? Oh, I guess we lost them. All right, 267. I'm sorry we took so long. Hope you can get a chance to call back in. But anyway, sorry we took so long. But, yeah, you know, develop those good habits. Not even just the good habits of eating, but how about exercise? Because, you know, before we used to get up, and we were always on the move when we were younger. But it's like, all right, you get older, you start slowing down. If you stay with the whole routine of at least doing some type of activity, now, granted, I can't guarantee that you can still eat all the stuff that you want to eat, fried chicken and all that kind of stuff. No. But if you stay with your exercise, I think that helps out a lot. So that's definitely something that you want to tell your younger self. And we have another person who just texted in into the instant messages. Don't forget, if you can't get in online, if you can't get on the phone, which is 826-9723, you can definitely hit me up on Facebook. So we just got another message from someone saying that a thing that their younger self would tell their older self, and it kind of goes both ways. The younger self would say, love everything about you. Well, you know, that's a good one, too, because that could actually go both ways. Younger self, you could tell younger self to love you, love yourself how you are. And younger self could tell older self, hey, just you're going to be okay in whoever you develop to be.
and whoever you want to be.
You got to love yourself. You got to love yourself in the beginning and even through all the trials and tribulations. Because when you're younger, you kind of have this invincible thing about yourself, and you kind of have this feeling that, you know, you are the stuff. You know, your stuff don't stink. And as your older self, guess what? You can still have that feeling. You can still have that feeling that your stuff don't stink, but in the right places where you know your stuff don't stink. When you know that you're tight on doing what you're supposed to do, your responsibilities, being a person that you're supposed to be, and all of that, yeah, you can go ahead and feel like you can stretch your peacock walk and say to yourself, shucks, you know, this is all good. This is great. We don't have to worry about it. And you can do and be your, just do what you do. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. Another person from Facebook. Oh, Facebook. I tell you guys, I truly appreciate you guys on Facebook. Another person on Facebook said, wait a minute. I'm going to come back to that Facebook. Let me go to my caller. Hey, caller. Thank you for calling into the 15 minute. How you doing?
How you doing, Ricky?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling in. So what would you say? Would you want to do the younger to the older or the older to the younger? Which one are you taking tonight?
I think I would probably do the older to the younger. And I would probably tell my younger self to enjoy the moment. It's okay to live in the moment and enjoy it. Because, you know, oftentimes, you're younger and you're rushing around. You know, you and your life just pass you by and you don't even know it. So, you know, I would definitely say, you know, sometimes slow down, take a deep breath, and live in the moment. And it's okay to live in the moment.
And that's so right. Thank you, caller. It's so right. You have to, I would definitely tell my younger self, slow down and live in the moment. And, I mean, be in the moment, but you really, especially, like you said, we all rush to get, oh, I can't wait to get, because we're at the, I tell you for example, my son, he's 10, and he was so excited about turning 10. He kept telling everybody, oh, I'm turning 10. They said, oh, how old are you going to be? You're going to be 9? He said, no, I'm 10. He wasn't even 10 yet, and he was telling people, oh, I'm already 10. We were like, dude, slow down with your 10. And he was talking like, mom, and he'd say to his dad, like, you know, I'm almost a big, you know, I'm a teenager. Well, you know, not quite yet a teenager. You're getting close to this. But we tell him, you know, slow down. Enjoy the tween, the in-between stage. Slow down. Because, I mean, you know, I talk about him all the time. You know, it's my Lego master all over the place doing his thing. But we tell him, you know, live in the moment. Enjoy it. You know, we were younger. And those of us who were in high school couldn't wait. Got into high school, thought we were the big stuff. Couldn't wait. I'm a freshman. I can't wait to sit at the senior table. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. And then you sit at the senior table, and you're just like, oh, my God, I'm at the senior table. But you realize, you know, you forget to realize that, hey, I really did all that I did. And a lot of times we don't slow down to look at our accomplishments, to look at all that we've done, to live in the moment. A lot of stuff that happens in our life goes by so quick, like that. First time you fall in love, the first time you get married, the first time you have a big fight, whatever, your first job, your first car, all those things flash by, I mean, and to live right then and there. So those of you, now one of the things I would say, I wasn't into it, and I'm slowly getting into it now, but one of the things I would tell people is write it down. I would tell my younger self, write it down. And in this technology, for those of you out there, if you're not into journaling, video it. Record it somewhere. Because when you go back and you sit back and look, like people say, when I look back at my life and I wonder, where did the time go? Or when you're sitting and you're having conversation with your child and your child is asking you about how was it when, in the yay olden days. I think that's how he calls it, the old days when we were, because, you know, they're old. They're old to your kids. But they ask you, like my son always asks, well, mom or dad, tell me a story about your childhood. Tell me a story about life. And you reminisce and you sit there and it's like, wow. And you want to have those times where it brings a smile to your face, even if it was something that was something that you shouldn't have been doing, something there, someplace you shouldn't have been, or a mistake you might have made, whatever. But something to make you kind of be in that moment. So that was great, Paula. Thank you. Thank you so very much. We got another message from Facebook, and Facebook is popping. Facebook is popping tonight. I'm so glad. As always, another person said to piggyback off of what the caller just said was, not even just to live in the moment, but appreciate the moment. And, oh, my gosh, that is so right. You do have to appreciate the moment and appreciate people. Because one of the things that we forget to do is that we truly forget to appreciate our family members. You know, my mother got on my nerves. My grandparents, everybody gets on your nerves when you're a teenager. And you just like, oh. And one of the things my mother always used to say to me a lot is, girl, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. And she, I tell you, no truer words I think she's ever said to me. And it is true because you do. You know, you miss people, whether they're deceased or whether they move far away from you. Cherish the people that you have, truly. Another one of our Facebook listeners, I see you, Miss Jenny Rose, shouting you out. She says, my younger self would tell my older self to be a child at heart by keeping a pure, loving heart through life, to continue to be good and kind no matter what happens in life. My older self would tell my younger self, you are stronger and more resilient than you ever will realize, that you will be blessed to still be friends with your childhood friends, that all of you will grow up to be amazing women. She-Ra, I hear you roar. Thanks, Jenny Rose. Thank you so very much. And that's true. Appreciate the people that you have. And you are so much more. There's so much more to you that comes to you in this life. I definitely tell my younger self that. My older self would definitely say, my younger self would tell my older self, as far as friendships are concerned, you know, you kind of weed through. It's okay to weed through friendships. It's okay, because that's one of the things that I learned younger. It's funny, younger than paid attention to when I was older. Younger, I was very good at kind of putting people aside because I was so much into get here, get there, boom, 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 boom. They can move, making moves, making different things happen. But my younger self would definitely tell my older self, it's all right to cut people at the end when they no longer have a purpose or a need in your life. And I guess my older self would agree with that. It's okay. It's okay. So we're going to continue this conversation on Facebook. I'm so glad you guys have been listening in. I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in, because it's definitely something that you want to keep on thinking about. And hopefully you guys will either, you know, write it down, or if you don't get a chance to tell your younger self, if those of you who have kids or nieces and nephews or people that are in your circle, younger folks who are in your circle, whether in your circle or that you minister to or outreach to, definitely make them your younger self. Things that you see, that you did or would have done, tell them. And then the things that they tell you, you take that in, okay? So thanks, guys. We're going to continue this conversation on Facebook. So make sure that you go to Facebook, either Ricky Jones or Hannah Footprints. Instant message me. We're continuing the conversation. Thank you for being with me for these 30 minutes. As always, see you on air Saturday. You can email me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Guys, have a great evening. Thank you so much. We're out of here.